I'll ask, just what did you see in the last play, and did they surprise you with by dropping the corner down?
Yeah, I mean, corner made a good play. You know, they trapped it, and he just made a good play.
Was it the first time they gave you that look today?
We ran a play similar to that, and I don't think he came off. And we had run it previously in the drive, and the ball didn't get out to the seven; it went to the shallow. So I didn't see if he came off, but to my knowledge, that was the first time they tracked it today.
How do you think your receiver were playing without Diggs today?
Yeah, I thought those guys played well today. Obviously, missing Diggs is, he's a big part of our offense and what we do. But, I thought those guys, they played well. They stepped up. I think that's the good thing about this group is we've got a lot of depth. We've got a lot of guys that we feel like we can put in there and can make plays.
Where do you go from here now? Kind of, Sam, you're a game behind in the division. They hold the tiebreaker.
You just keep moving forward. Obviously there's a lot of football left to play. There's still five games left. And, all we can do is worry about, who we have next week, and that's Dallas. Obviously it's a really big game for us. And so, for us it's just rebounding, making sure that we don't let this game, affect us and become two games. And, we just move on, and go out there and try to do everything we can to win the next five.
Every yard with you guys seems just like an alley fight to get it. I mean, short passes, short routes to give you protection and time, but is that sustainable for getting success?
We probably got to try to find a way to create some explosive plays. It's hard, when you are only picking up five, six, seven at a time. There's things that we can do to try to figure out how we can create some more explosive plays. We'll look at that. But, I think that's, an area that we've got to be better in.
From that end, obviously, you relied on the short passing game throughout, and then you maybe got a little bit more aggressive. Did you in the final drive? Do you think you tried to force that ball in or anything along those lines? Or
no. I think their corner just made a really good play. I'd like to have it back. I wish I could have seen him fall off the outside route and come back in, but give them credit. It was a good play.
It seems like every week you guys are losing another offensive lineman. How much tougher is it for you to have guys just keep coming in again? I mean, everything's changing on a regular basis for you.
Obviously it's not ideal. You'd like to see the same five guys up there, just for their sake, as far as communication. But given that we lost a couple guys today, I thought the guys who came in and had to play did a great job. It's never easy, to not get a ton of reps during the week and to come in and to have to play. But, I thought they came in and they fought, and they played well, and they gave us a chance. So, hopefully, I'm not exactly sure, what it looks like for next week as far as some of the guys that went down. But, hopefully we can get some of them back. If not, I thought our guys played well today. And I'm sure with the reps next week it'll be even better.
When you guys ran the clock down at the end, was that intentional or was that a little confusion? You had a little more than a minute left, I think, and I think snapped about 45 seconds or 40 seconds.
Yeah. We were in no huddle, and then it obviously got to be third and two, and I think Pat wanted to get to something, that we felt good about, one of our third down calls. And so there was a little bit of confusion about whether we were going to be on the ball or huddle, but, we had to huddle to make that call.
You feel almost snake bit against this team? I mean, you look like you had the win a couple weeks ago, and today you had them down at the one-yard line pinned with a three-point lead, and they come back.
Obviously we've lost two pretty tough games to this team. And, anytime you lose a game in a division, it's tough. And, to lose the way we have, I think it does sting a little bit more.
I know you've been through a lot in the league. Was one of the tougher losses you've been through?
I think they're all tough. Regardless of how they happen, a loss is a loss. And, I think they're all pretty tough to swallow at first.
One positive note, you overall ran the ball better, and obviously the 22-yard double reverse helped. Just your thoughts on the running game and that play in particular to Patterson.
Yeah, obviously the play to CP, he made a great run. He's one of those guys that we feel like if we can just get the ball in his hands, he can make something like that happen. And so, I thought that was a great play, a great call by Pat to bring that out. And then, you know, I thought there were some positives in the running game. You know, I'm not exactly sure what our averages were, but I think it was better. I think we were more efficient. And so, you know, hopefully that's something that can continue. You know, we can build on that.
Were you clear on what led to the penalty that was called on Cordarrelle?
I guess they said he didn't take the ball. I'm not.
It was the way he lined up?
I believe so. Okay. I'm not 100%, but.
Did you see that maybe it should have been a fumble on that interception return, or what? A couple of players mentioned that.
You know, I didn't see it, so I can't really comment on that.
A couple more.